It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Welcome, everybody, to Building Alaska. My name is Jesse, and we are on KFAR Radio. Guys, thank you so much for staying tuned in. Thank you for taking the time out of your days to be a part of ours. And guys, today we're going to go into depth about some of the issues that are happening right now in not just the United States, but in Alaska. And buckle up, guys, because we're gonna get deep into this. So first things first, guys, it is winter time. I consider it winter. I don't care if I don't see snow on the ground, but the second that we started dropping in you know, these temperatures, this is winter. And that's just a reminder that we are running out of time for preparing for this coming up winter. Now, I'm hoping and I'm praying to God that this winter is not going to be anything like last year's. But guys, there are some things that we need to, you know, address, and it's preparation for this winter. If you haven't already gotten your wood for your wood stove, if you didn't get your fuel tanks filled up and topped off, this is the time to do so. I will give you guys some tips. I try to do this every single year around the same time. But one thing that I recommend first and foremost is make sure that your property is clean. The last thing you want to do is to see that snow coming down and not remembering where things are or where you left them, screws, nuts, bolts, you know, pieces of metal, things that would stick out that can puncture tires, that would, you know, stop a blade, you know, with the plow truck. There are so many things that we need to take care of before the snow falls. So property needs to be clean. You know, get the things that you need to winterize, you know, spigots, you know, you got, you know, things that are outside that need to get covered, put away, stored away. Start doing that now. And I know it seems like it's a little too soon, but I promise you it's not. It's better to take care of it now so that way when that snow happens, whenever it does, and I don't know, maybe this year it's going to be sooner than later, but I don't want to be surprised. So guys, I recommend everybody clean up your property right now. Make sure you get everything off the lawn, everything in the backyard, get everything squared away so that way when the snow comes, there's nothing to worry about, especially when it comes time to snow plowing. Second of all, guys, it's important to make sure that your tanks are serviced, that they are clean, that they are treated. One thing that I do is at Crowley's, they have what it's called, I think it's hot oil or hot, and it's pretty much a solution that you could put in your tank, especially for number one, that it prevents gelling up, it separates the water, it just makes sure that that fuel is stabilized throughout the whole, you know, cold winter. And so what I do is I put two of those for our 500 gallon underground tank. Each bottle is for 250 gallons. They treat it up to 250 gallons. Do that so that way you don't have issues with your furnace trying to pull from, you know, your underground tank. And it goes with the above ground tank too as well. You know, it's for fuel. And so that's one thing I recommend. And here's another thing. For those people who have 500 gallon tanks that burn through it pretty fast, and I know in my house what we do is we burn through 500 gallons right before February. Sometimes the first week of February, we are 100% out. And that's filling up in late October. That's not much that you get out of that 500 gallon tank. So, well, at least not to me. But what I do is I try to think of how can I prepare myself so that way in that extreme cold temperature, I don't have to worry about bringing a truck to the backside of the house. The last thing that you want to do is to, you know, go through all that snow, plow. It's negative 35, negative 40, negative 50. And for you to have to fill that, that tank again. So what I do is I have an above ground tank. And I started with a, you know, one of those plastic totes with a cage. I found it for dirt cheap. So what I do is I have that above my fill line on my underground tank, and it's just sitting over there. And then I have my hose that is just gravity fed to it, so that way when we start getting to those low levels, all I have to do is open up that cap, put the hose in, and let it just gravity feed in straight into that tank. And so it's a 230 gallon, you know, IBC tote. And I just leave it there so that way, you know, come, you know, end of January, beginning of February, I'm not having to worry about, you know, bringing in trucks. And here's the thing. The reason why I recommend doing it sooner than later is because we don't know what's going to happen with the oil, right? We have seen such an insane increase in price for heating fuel. They're changing. Guys, here's another thing to keep in mind. You know, the fuel at the gas stations, they're adding more and more ethanol inside of these each grade of fuel. And it's very crucial that you understand, you know, what kind of fuel your car takes. So that's just a little side note. Make sure that you do your research on, you know, which pumps have top-tier gas. I always recommend doing top-tier gas. You can get it at Fremmeyer, or not Fremmeyer, you can get it at Costco, you can get it at Shell, you can get it at Chevron. There's plenty of places here in town that do it. But guys, anyways, going back to the fuel, make sure that you guys have a backup plan so that way you're not struggling last second, and, you know, especially in that freezing cold. Here's another one to keep in mind, guys, for wintertime. Make sure that your vehicles are up to date. Make sure that if you needed to flush your antifreeze, make sure that you need to clean out your heater core. Get whatever you need done on your vehicle. Schedule an appointment ahead of time if you need to change out your tires. I do it about 6 months in advance. I have to because we're such a small town and we're growing and every place gets booked up so fast. And the last thing that you want to do is to be that person where you call in the week before, the date that you're supposed to, and find out that there are weeks and months on and months out. You don't want to be stuck in that position, especially if you don't have good all-terrain tires or all-season tires, and you're just running on summer tires. So get your vehicles ready, get everything prepared, you know, make sure that you get everything taken care of on your property so that when the snow falls, you are good to go. Guys, here's another one. Stock up on good, healthy food. Stock up. Before we get into what to grab and what to do and what to consider, for those who have greenhouses, those who have gardens, I'm pretty sure some of you guys have already started cleaning up. I'm going to wait a little bit longer because I do have a heated greenhouse, and it seems like the weather is picking back up for just a little bit more time. And I'm going to wait until we get, you know, really, really cold before I start cleaning mine. But make sure your compost bins are clean and, you know, in a place where you can throw your scraps throughout the winter months. So that way next year you could just, you know, roll that thing over and just let it compost. So guys, here's something that, you know, I've been wanting to talk about this for a very long time. And we've scratched, you know, we've scratched the tip on this a number of times throughout, you know, some of the shows that we've had here. But guys, food is not what it used to be. It's so crucial to understand what you're putting into your body. You know, if you look at statistics right now, right, we have the most that we have ever seen when it comes to cardiovascular problems, respiratory problems, immune problems. We have so many issues right now in the human body that it's just getting worse and worse. Guys, we have this is nuts. We have lab-created meat, lab-created chocolate, lab-created milk, lab-created all kinds of foods and things that we are normally consuming on a daily that are created in labs. No longer are they in coming from the ground, being out there in the natural air, in the sunlight. These are all lab grown. You know, the meat that you get that's lab grown, it's not the same thing as the animal that once walked across this earth, that was consuming, that was breathing, that was processing, that was building, that's growing, that's cleansing itself. You don't get that from that. And you don't have a say of what goes into that meat during that cultivating process. And so, you know, you hear these outbreaks, oh, the diarrhea. I don't know if you guys remember this, but recently we had the whole diarrhea lettuce. And I call it diarrhea lettuce because that's what people said that, you know, they were experiencing. And so we have all these outbreaks, and it's just crazy to know that the food system, it's just trashed. It's trashed. And so that's why I always recommend, you know, if you got a little bit of property, start building a greenhouse, start building a garden, you know, prepare for the wintertime. Yes, it's a little bit of work. But here's the thing. In this country, we are going downhill with a lot of things. And it's so sad to say this because this is the land of opportunity. This is the land that our forefathers fought for that gave us the ability to think outside the box and to build a life that we want, to build that American dream. Well, that American dream is becoming an American nightmare. And it's getting worse. And I encourage everybody who's listening, have a backup plan. Have a lifestyle that if anything were to go wrong, if anything were to happen, society collapses, or we have a massive food shortage, or you know, there's a plague, or whatever the case may be, you know, power outages for weeks and months, most people don't have a single clue on how to survive. And a lot of these people have families. Guys, don't be sheep. Don't be sheep. Do your research. Take care of yourself. You know, there was a quote, I can't remember who it was by, I think it was by Albert Einstein. He says that the next world war will send us back to the Stone Age. Well, I thought that we were going to be throwing rocks and sticks, but I'm starting to think that maybe he was saying that we have to go back to the Stone Age, where we actually had to create a lifestyle where we're not dependent on anyone, that we can go out there and you know, hunt and fish and go harvest and gather and you know, go out there in the hills and in the forest and go and, you know, pick up your own fruits and vegetables. If you are already doing that, it's the time. It's getting late. You need to start thinking about this kind of stuff. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because, guys, what we're getting at the stores, how many of you guys are sick and tired of hearing all these outbreaks and all these class one recalls on blueberries and you know, other kinds of berries and other kinds of foods? I'm tired of this. And the worst part of all of this is it's not just in the box stores. It's in the restaurants. It's everywhere. It's almost like you can't go anywhere. You can't do anything anymore. And sometimes it does require you to make that drastic lifestyle choice to protect your future, to protect your health. Guys, your health is your wealth. If you don't have health, you got nothing. And that's what's under attack. You know, people can't breathe properly. People have autoimmune diseases. You know, cancer is going through the roof. There are so many issues that are happening in the human body, and kids are experiencing it more than anyone else right now, because they are being brought into a time in this life where we're so depleted of nutrition and vitamins and you know, our health. So guys, start thinking outside the box. Think, how can I protect my family? Guys, do you understand how many resources we have here in the state of Alaska that's free? We have so many herbs, plants, vegetables, fruits that you can go out there and scavenge for them. You can go out there in the hills, in the mountains, you know, down the road on your lawn. We have fireweed growing, we have mullein growing, we have rhubarb, we have so many, you know, rosehip. There are so many things, mint. There are so many different things that we have growing on our properties that most people look at them as weeds. They look at them as just these, you know, the vegetation that's just ugly and that's just taking over, and we want to clean it up. Guys, we have so many answers to so many sicknesses here on this ground. Start educating yourself. Take those things. Make tinctures out of them. When the winter comes and you guys got those crazy bugs and colds that are coming through, instead of running to the hospital, running to the doctors for Excedrin and, you know, NyQuil, DayQuil, Benadryl, whatever it may be, look at what's around you, and it's natural. It's free. It's free. All it requires is you to know what to grab and how to process it. And that way you have natural, non-GMO, organic, as clean as it's ever going to get, instead of putting synthetics in your body. Synthetics destroy livers. They destroy pancreas. They destroy your kidneys. They destroy your immune system. When you become dependent on synthetics, whether it's over-the-counter headache medication all the way down to painkillers, guys, we are not built to be on painkillers. We are not designed to be on medication all of our lives. And the longer that you are on synthetic medication, the worse your body is going to react to it over time, and the harder it's going to be to try to get back away from that. So guys, I encourage everybody, if you don't know how to scavenge for healthy, good, clean cooking mushrooms, herbs that are out there, you know, different fruits, different vegetables, different things that you could do to protect your health, to cleanse yourself. Guys, we are going to cut to a short break, but when we get back, what I'm about to share with you guys could literally transform your health, and it's all available here in the state of Alaska. Everything that you need to know on how to cleanse yourself from plastics, literally plastics. There's so many microplastic particles inside of humans from head to toe. There's about a tablespoon of microplastics inside of a human body in the United States of America. So guys, we're going to cut to a short break. Don't go anywhere, because when I come back, I'm going to give you guys some information that could potentially transform not just your health, but your family's health and the people around you. And what I'm about to share It's just gold, straight gold, and it's free. So guys, we're going to cut the short break. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to pick up where we last left off.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week. Every hour, every day. Plus 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday. And when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
All right, guys. Well, we're back. Thank you guys for staying tuned in on Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. Guys, right before the break, I was telling you guys that when we come back from the break, I got some free information that could transform your life. Guys, how many of you guys wake up in the morning and you wake up not feeling good, like your body. Your body is not feeling good. Your stomach is hurting. Your intestines are not feeling good. Your gut's not happy. It ruins your day, you know, and over time it ruins your mindset. It ruins your thought process. It ruins your rhythm, right? And so if your health is not in tip-top shape, neither is your mind going to be. Your gut is your second brain. So your gut and your brain, you know, they communicate together. And if your gut's not happy, your brain's not going to be happy. You're going to be agitated. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to be all these things. So guys, we're going to go into some, you know, graphic information about what's happening right now in the United States and in Alaska with the health system. And so we're not going to go too far into, you know, like the medical as far as hospitals and the way they do things. But we're going to talk about what's happening in the human body. So right now, we have never seen in history such a depletion in nutrition, right? Our food that we're getting from the box stores, all the processed foods have, different kinds of chemicals that are in there, whether they're dyes, whether they are high fructose corn syrup, whether they are sucralose, whether it's glycemic chemicals in there, whether it's fake sugars, whether it's, you know, aspartame. There are so many things that are happening right now, even things that are labeled organic. I mean, look, if we don't know what we have, if we don't know what we're picking up and consuming, we're not going to know, you know, we're not going to know what to expect, right? So if you pick up a box and says, oh, simply organic. Now, I'm not here to bash on any products or any companies, but let me tell you guys something. Simply organic, it's just a label, okay? Let me give you guys some insight. There are so many companies that have found so many loopholes. We heard this ban on Red 40. All these companies are going to be doing is they're just going to take the Red 40. They're still going to use Red 40, but they're going to label it as something else, and they're going to modify that same Red 40 in order for the profit margins to be where they want them to be. And so I don't know if you guys remember a while back when the whole high fructose corn syrup was, you know, blown out of the water. Everybody's like, oh, no high fructose corn syrup. You know, we're done, blah, blah, blah. And so what did these massive companies start doing? Nestle, you see Minute Maid, you see, you know, Sunny. You have all of these name brands that have been out here for so many years and so many decades that put on their boxes, no high fructose corn syrup. Well, legally, they can say that because on the actual ingredient list, it's not there. You won't see the words high fructose corn syrup. Well, how are they still provide? How are they still putting high fructose corn syrup inside of foods if it's not on the label? Aren't they required by law to put them on labels? Yes and no. Well, so here's where they found a loophole. Have you guys ever seen the words natural flavor or natural flavoring or natural flavors? Well, that little statement right there, those two little words can hide up to 72 different, it's probably more now, but 72 different ingredients just under those two words. And you're thinking, well, that's not fair. That's lying. Of course it's lying. Of course. That's what people don't understand is just because it says no high fructose corn syrup, it must be true, so therefore it must be healthier. Well, this is how these companies get the consumers. They present this great idea and this product that looks so inviting, like, oh, it's cleaner now. So therefore, when I consume it, I don't feel as guilty or guilty at all. Guys, like I said, even products that say non-GMO, do you know that non-GMO can be placed on anything that has at least minimum of one ingredient that's non-GMO? So you can have a product that says non-GMO, but one of the 10 ingredients or 20 ingredients that are in that product, only one of them is non-GMO. Everything else is synthetic or everything else is, you know, lab created or non-organic. Do you see what I'm saying? Guys, just because you see a stamp on there, it's not enough for you to say, you know what? Okay, this is healthy because it says this. There's a little bit more that has to go behind this. You have to do your own research. You have to know what companies own what. Like right now, Poppies, right? You guys remember the drink Poppy? Who do you think owns it now? Pepsi. Pepsi owns it. Or Coca-Cola, I believe. They own it. So what does this mean? Well, here's what happens. These large corporations, these large entities, right, that own all of these food brands, what they do is they buy out these small brands that are becoming popular. And because they are already selling their products, like, for example, Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is sold in every box store, in every gas station, in every vending machine. Look how large they are. So what happens when they buy a product that they can afford, like, let's say, $1.2 billion? Well, what they do is they take over the factories, they take over the assembly lines, they take over the ingredients, they take over the recipe, they take over the everything, and they just move it over towards their facilities. And because they have the money to advertise, they blow it out of the, you know, the market by advertising in the same places that they're selling their other products. You know, Costco selling these bulk boxes of Poppies for a significantly good price. And then Fred Meyer selling them, you know, it's, you even see them in gas stations because they have the money to put it out there. Well, what's so bad about that? Well, when you have a big company like Coca-Cola, when you have Nestle, when you have all these big, big names, you need to understand that they're out for the money. They're not out for the health. They don't care about your health. They care about making money. They care about the profit margins getting bigger and bigger. And so for them, they can put whatever they want in there. And because they have the money, because they have the power to advertise and to you know, grasp your attention by colors, by the wording on these products, they could hide whatever they want in there. And then you see all these people who are like, wait a minute, I thought Poppy was good because it's a probiotic drink. It was non-GMO, had a little bit of caffeine, really good ingredients, some probiotics, some prebiotics, whatever may be in there. Well, when they take over, the recipe does change and you're not going to know unless you read it or even taste it. So the whole reason behind this, guys, is don't be swayed away. Okay, just like beef, here's another big problem. Meat. Guys, this is what I was trying to talk about before we went to the break. Our answers are found here, and it's our lifestyle. Our lifestyle, if we can change our lifestyle, guys, our health will be returned. We can heal our bodies. We can heal our minds. We can heal our brains. We can heal our organs. It's so important to understand, guys, how crucial it is to pay attention to what's going on in your body. Don't make exceptions every single day to go out and to get sweets, eat late at night, go to fast food restaurants that have a bunch of seed oils. Do you guys know that seed oils, when they go to high temperatures, like deep frying with seed oils, you know, canola oil, all the other kind of seed oils that we have out there, shortening, for crying out loud, they use shortening for deep frying. There's so many toxic chemicals and toxic oils that are deep fried in all these big fast food chains that people, when they consume toxic seed oils, like, for example, you go to Pan Express, they fry their battered chicken in oil, in soybean oil, in canola oil, in vegetable oil. These are unhealthy oils. Well, why are they so unhealthy if it's from a vegetable? Well, when it gets to a certain temperature, it becomes a carcinogen. And when it becomes a carcinogen, when you consume it, under that state, it goes into your body, and because your body does not recognize it as natural, it goes into your cells, it goes into your mitochondria, and it goes throughout your entire bloodstream, which when it gets to your brain, the chemical reaction that carcinogen oils have on the brain is it inflames the human brain 2 to 3 days after, for 2 to 3 days right after you consume it. So imagine a lot of people are so inflamed and so backed up and so in so much pain, and they're deficient and they're drained. They're like, well, if I take some vitamins, then it will work. No, guys, it has to be a lifestyle change. That's why it's so important to know what's around you. We have so many good families, small businesses, mama, papa businesses. We have local butchers, people who, you know, raise cattle, raise, you know, goats. They have milk that comes from this land, grass fed. Guys, support your local farmers, support your local, your locals, support them, because these are the people who are bringing health back into our lives. And instead of paying for the exact same thing that is pumped with chemicals and pesticides and herbicides and steroids and hormones and all these toxic chemicals to be able to make a quick buck, they have it available at their farm. There are milk farms, goat farms, there are cattle farms, there are chicken farms, there are duck farms. Guys, we have so much that's available over here. Not just meat. We have vegetables, we have fruits. There are greenhouses, there are food stands at the Saturday market. Guys, we have everything that we need here. We even have our own medicine. You just need to know where to look and how to identify. So here's what I encourage everybody. Every single year, plan better, do more, do better, so that way you can stock up on what is clean and healthy, so that way you can break away from this destructive agenda that is destroying people. People are living less, having more problems. So this is my recommendation, guys. Get out of your comfort zone. Think about your health. Think about your future. Think about what's happening right now. You have the power to take this back. And the number one thing that we have to think about right now is what's going into our bodies. Because if you're not happy, your body's not happy, you're going to slow down in this life, and it's going to cost you a lot. You won't be able to run with your kids. You won't be able to run with your wife. You go out on walks. You're always going to be tired. You're always going to be depleted. You're going to see that these deficiencies are going to turn into bigger problems. There's going to be cardiovascular problems. There's going to be respiratory problems, immune problems. Be that person who wakes up and starts to really think about what's going on in their body. Guys, it's really easy. It's really easy. Make that decision and start small. I'm not asking anybody to throw everything out of the refrigerator right now, but do your research. Start right now with one thing. What is the first thing that I can do right now that can change my life, transform my health and my family's? Get online right now and start doing research. Find out what can I do to cleanse myself. Guys, there are liver cleanses, kidney cleanses, pancreas cleanses, lung cleanses. If you want to quit smoking and vaping, there are so many things that you could do that will reset your life. Guys, we are becoming more and more depleted. Don't do it any longer. Wake up right now. And when you start getting your greenhouse, when you start getting your garden, you're going to be able to grow in the ground, grow here locally, and without spraying pesticides, herbicides, all that garbage. And that's what you're going to feed your kids. If you feed your plants water, why would you give your kids toxic chemical drinks? It's so important, guys, to wake up right now. Winter's coming around. And if we're deficient right now, once that sun starts to disappear, it's going to get harder and harder and harder. Guys, thank you so much for staying tuned in. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, and this show has been brought to you by Premier Kitchen and Bath. They are the go-to when it comes time to transforming your kitchen or remodeling any part of your home. They are the best at what they do. They are local, 29 College Road. Their number is 347 347- 9234. Again, their phone number is 907-347-9234. Guys, give them a call. See what they can do for you. They are the ones who can turn your dreams into reality. Thank you guys so much for staying tuned in. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, and we'll see you guys next weekend.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.